Practice 3 through 5. The Writers Guild in Hollywood in early 2008 had been on strike for 3 months. John Bowman, the guild's chief negotiator, was supposed to speak with Stuart Diamond on a phone call set up by a prominent Hollywood agent. "Listen to what Stuart says," the agent, Ari Emanuel, said to him. "Take notes." It was a Tuesday afternoon. Bowman had a breakfast scheduled for Thursday morning with representatives of the major Hollywood studios to talk about the dispute. He had a number of substantive issues and wanted to know the order in which to bring them up: royalties, basic compensation, etc. Stewart told him to put aside those issues, at least for now. That was not the problem. The problem was that everyone was mad at everyone else, and everyone was losing money. "Make small talk," Stewart said. "Ask them, are you happy? They will not be happy, and they will admit it. They may start blaming you and the Writers Guild. That's okay," Stewart added. "Sympathize with them," he continued. "Ask them, if we had to start over again, what process would you like to see?" At first, Bowman was skeptical. Stewart told him a negotiation is about the people and gave him some examples. People like to give things to others who listen to them, who value them, who consult with them. During another phone call a few days later, Bowman said he followed his advice completely. At this point, what did he have to lose? The result? At the breakfast meeting, the parties agreed to restart negotiations after months of failure. It took only a few days to get an agreement. Almost immediately, the strike ended.